Our Constant Amidst Life's Changes, a compilation.
Day is continually turning to night, spring to summer, summer to autumn, autumn to winter, winter to spring. No 2 days are exactly alike. Some are foggy, rainy, some dry or windy. And this endless variety greatly enhances the beauty of the universe. And even so, precisely it is with man, who, as ancient writers have said, is a miniature of the world. For he is never long in any one condition, and his life on earth flows by like the mighty waters, heaving and tossing with an endless variety of motion. One while raising him high with hope, another plunging him low in fear, now turning him to the right with rejoicing, then driving him to the left with sorrows. And no single day, no, not even 1 hour, is entirely the same as any other of his life. All this is a very weighty warning and teaches us to aim at an abiding and unchangeable evenness of mind amid so great an uncertainty of events. And while all around is changing, we must seek to remain immovable, ever looking to, reaching after, and desiring our God. Whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nay, verily, nothing can ever separate us from that love, neither tribulation nor distress, neither death nor life, neither present sufferings nor fear of ills to come, neither the deceits of evil spirits nor the heights of satisfaction nor the depths of sorrow. Neither tenderness nor desolation shall be able to separate us from that holy love, whose foundation is in Christ Jesus. Such a fixed resolution, never to forsake God or let go of His precious love, serves as ballast to our souls and will keep them steadfast amid the endless changes and chances of this, our natural life. St. Francis of Sales. My child, I am the Lord who does not change. People and circumstances in your life continually change, creating undercurrents of anxiety. When anxiety threatens to overwhelm you, come to me and praise me that I am holding you ever so tightly. When the waves of life roll around you, cling to me as the one who never changes. I am Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise me continually, especially during tumultuous times. When you praise me, I will strengthen your confidence in me as your rock. I am your refuge and strength, a continual help, even during seasons of transition. I am your security. My presence goes with you through every changing season. Do not fear tomorrow. I am already there. I lovingly call you to new adventures. Change in your life doesn't happen by chance. When you are yielded to me and obedient to my word, nothing can thwart my plans for you, plans for good and not evil. In the midst of this changing world, I am constant and never change. Jesus. The day dawned fine as I set out to walk up the Great Orme, a limestone headland on the north coast of Wales. I walked along cheerfully in glorious sunshine, map in hand. The Great Orme stood firm, unchanged. The road upon which I walked led me around to the edge of the headland. The gentle sea breeze was invigorating at first, but soon a wind blew up over the sea, and storm clouds gathered overhead. In minutes, my coat was becoming heavy with rain. The great orm stood firm, unchanged. A little less cheerful now, but hopeful that the weather would improve, I continued my walk. Optimism was rewarded. The sun came out, and soon I was carrying my coat over my arm, basking once more in warm sunshine. The great orm stood firm, unchanged. The map directed me off the road and onto a narrow track that wended through fields and bushes. I made my way up stony stretches, my legs beginning to ache as the climb grew steeper. Sheep grazed on stubbly grass. Seagulls gathered on the rocks below before soaring high on gentle updrafts. The great orm stood firm, unchanged. The time passed pleasantly until at last I reached the summit. The view was magnificent. The mountains of Wales to one side, the open sea to the other. The great orm stood firm, unchanged. My return route was by a different path. Despite studying the map, after some time I was dismayed to realize that I was going around in circles rather than descending. I was also getting weary and starting to worry whether I was going to make it back to my hotel before the sunset. The great orm stood firm, unchanged. I crossed paths with an experienced walker, a local man out with his dogs. He showed me a short, direct route. I was still tired, but invigorated by the expectation of arriving back before dark. The great orm stood firm, unchanged. The highs and lows of the walk of faith are much like my day on the great orm. Our faith may reach high ground or descend into valleys, and sometimes we are buffeted by the storms of life or wearied by the journey. But no matter how we feel, God's word, the foundation upon which our faith is built, stands firm, unchanged. Marge Banks. The immutability of God, or his unchangeableness or constancy, is part of his divine nature. It means that God doesn't change in his being, his perfections, his purposes, and promises. He doesn't change in his nature or character. The universe and all that is in it changes. There is transition, movement, from one state to the next. People, for example, age. And as they do, they change. They grow or diminish in size, as well as intellectually and emotionally. Someone can also change morally. Someone can study and practice a skill, and in the course of doing so, learn and eventually become proficient in what they have studied. These are all examples of change, which is part of life within creation. However, God transcends creation. He doesn't change. If he did, he wouldn't be God. All of creation is becoming. It's becoming something different than what it presently is. God, in contrast to this, is being. He is, always. He doesn't change. Peter Amsterdam. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Luke 21:33.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.